is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Across the globe, more than 528,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19. The number of infections continues to surge, especially in the United States and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed cases, Brazil more than 1.5 million. Together, these two nations make more than a third of the worldwide figure of 11.2 million. Sunday, Iranian health authorities announced 163 new deaths due to COVID-19, the country's highest official one-day toll since the outbreak began in February. The previous record of 162 deaths was announced Monday in the Islamic Republic, which has been battling the Middle East's deadliest outbreak of the novel coronavirus. The new deaths bring the toll in Iran to 11,571, according to the health ministry. The rising trajectory has prompted the government to make the wearing of masks mandatory in enclosed public spaces in an effort to combat the spread. And Ghana's president has gone into self-isolation for 2 weeks as a precautionary measure, despite testing negative for the coronavirus. This after one of his contacts was confirmed to have the illness. President Nana Akufo-Addo will be working from the presidential villa in Accra, which is the capital of the West African nation. Ghana has reported more than 19,300 cases of the new respiratory illness and 117 deaths. Nevertheless, it has lifted its strict lockdown, although social distancing measures remain in place. Since the pandemic erupted, a number of senior political figures worldwide have caught the disease, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who was hospitalized and has now recovered. Senegal's president also went into preventative quarantine last month despite testing negative. This is VOA News. Well, visitors to India's Taj Mahal will have to wear masks at all times and keep their distance when the 17th century monument reopens Monday after a three-month COVID-19 shutdown. 5,000 tourists will be allowed in a day, split into two groups, a long way from peak levels of 80,000 tourists a day who would swarm the mausoleum. On Sunday, the health ministry in India reported a record single-day spike of 24,850 new cases and more than 600 deaths, pushing the overall case tally to over 673,000, closing in on Russia, the third most affected country globally. But the government has been lifting a vast lockdown of India's 1.3 billion people that has left tens of thousands without work and shuttered businesses. While international flights remain suspended, domestic travel has been opened up, and the government is hoping visitors will start to trickle back to some popular tourist destinations. In England, meanwhile, pubs, restaurants, and hairdressers reopened for the first time during its three-month with some police chiefs worrying the reopening of pubs could fuel drunken and irresponsible behavior. Britain, the worst-hit European country, has more than 300,000 cases of coronavirus infections and an official death toll of 44,131. Prime Minister Boris Johnson called on people to behave responsibly and respect social distancing regulations as the risk of resurgence remains. Mindful of an economy that has been hit due to lockdown, he also stressed the importance of supporting businesses. Baltimore protesters in the U.S. state of Maryland have pulled down a statue of Christopher Columbus and thrown it into the city's inner harbor. Saturday night demonstrators used ropes to topple the monument near the Little Italy neighborhood, news outlets reported. Protesters mobilized by the death of George Floyd at the hands of police have called for the removal of statues of Columbus, Confederate figures, and others. They say the Italian explorer is responsible for the genocide and exploitation of Native peoples in the Americas. Statues of Columbus have also been toppled or vandalized in several U.S. cities. In Boston, one was decapitated. A California space launch company says one of its rockets failed to place seven payloads into orbit after liftoff from New Zealand. Long Beach-based Rocket Lab says the failure occurred about 4 minutes into its 13th mission. The main satellite aboard the Electron rocket was intended to demonstrate Canon Electronics' Earth imaging technology. The company says it's investigating what went wrong after 11 previous successful orbital launches. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman.